Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Hacker Culture Podcast. I'm your host, J.R. Swab. You can find me on mastodon.xyz at J.R. Swab. So if you have a Mastodon account, just go to mastodon.xyz/J.R. Swab. Maybe it's at J.R. Swab. I can't remember the exact way they type it out, but you can find me. It's literally at symbol JRSWAB at mastodon.xyz. I'm also on Twitter with the same username, and those are pretty much the only places I hang out, except for now. Now I am messing around with XMPP, as you may or may not know from my various Mastodon updates and maybe even Twitter. So I have actually created an XMPP server for our podcast. I mentioned, I don't know if it was the last one or a few times back, that I wanted to make a way for us to kind of engage and chat, talk about topics, and maybe even a better way for you guys to engage as a whole and kind of like foster this whole thing as a community and not just as some guy talking on the internet for 44 episodes, which is what I'm at now. This is the 44th episode. I'm pretty sure I saw 43 today when I was looking. I was like, wow, that's more than I thought I had done. So that's pretty cool. Well, the thing is, something special here for the 100th, which we're not even halfway there yet, but we'll get there. 100 episodes, that'd be pretty gnarly. But today, because I have successfully set up an XMPP server for us, I'm going to talk about XMPP. And so XMPP, if you don't know what it is a messaging service, a messaging protocol or standard. And on their site, if you go to xmpp.org, you'll see the first thing that you see is the most secure messaging standard. It's battle-tested, independent, and privacy-focused. XMPP is the open standard for messaging and presence. And a lot of things use it, and there's a lot of, it's compatible with a lot of different libraries, a lot of different programming languages. The one I am using uses Lua. So this is actually my first time ever messing with a Lua config file, which wasn't hard by any means, but first time for everything. XMPP was started in 1999 by Jeremy Miller, and it was called Jabber. And open, as he says here on their site, it was an open technology for instant messaging and presence. Throughout the year, development moves quickly on an open source server called Jabberdee. Several open source clients and code libraries and open wire protocols for real-time XML streaming, as well as basic instant messaging. Basically, a lot of stuff happens in the year 1999, and they've been working on it ever since. I can't necessarily say he specifically has been working on it, but I'm sure he does, still holds it. But yeah, it's a very solid protocol. And I was surprised at how difficult it was to actually get this thing implemented. So I'm using 4 hours. So first of all, let's talk about it, right? So I have it on Pigeon. I have it open right now. I'm the only one there because I didn't tell anybody about this yet. It's brand new. It is, you can make an account with us. It is at hackerculture.us. So you can make an account through that. So if you have Pigeon or if you use the conversation app on Android, you can make an account with the hackerculture.us domain. If you need to, I'm not sure. I was trying to join with a different XMP account I have, my code.im account, and I couldn't get it working, to like log in under my other one, under my other username. So, I hope I can figure out that, but at the very least, it's up and running, and if you need to make a new one, you can, or if you can get it working with your current XMPP address, please let me know. But yes, you can find, we have a topical chats, and the topical chat is currently just the general chat. Let me see if I can find the actual information. So the server that this general chat is on is called conference.hackerculture.us. And so you should be able to find it pretty easily. There was like a way that you could search for it. So if you go, if you're in Pidgin, you go to plugins. Go all at the bottom, there's a thing called XMPP Service Discovery. You click that plugin, and it will give you a drop down under tools called XMPP Discovery. And then you can essentially pick the account you want, and you click browse. So I type in, well, actually, let me try it on a different XMPP. Well, this is Gmail. I don't think it'll really work. But if you take click browse, type in hackerculture.us, click find services. Services not support. Oh, okay. Well, of course it wouldn't. you find services, you will find the name conference.hackerculture.us, and that is the general, that's the chat rooms. If you do the drop down list as well, and you'll see, oh, there's general, and there's apparently HC general. I don't know why that has two. I think the general is an older one I first made, and I was like, wait, I should say HG, because I want to be able to differentiate between other chats that I have. So HC for hacker culture dash general, you can find it. That's the one that I'll be using. If I can figure out how to delete this other one, then I will. And like I said, I'm still new to XMPP. I've not used it enough or at all. But what the backend is that I'm using for the server is prosodyim. So that's prosody.im. And it says download. Have a great Jabber XMP server up in minutes. It took me 2 days. I didn't want to buy a server for this because I have my home server and I could just run it on there, but it was just wasn't working. So I actually spun up a DigitalOcean server, one of the cheap ones, for this. I moved the web server for the hackerculture.us site. Is now hosted there, and so I used CertBot from the EFF to get SSL certifications, and I got it working finally. It was a big process, a lot of trial and error, a lot of issues. Like, you go on, you'll watch somebody on like a video, like install it, and this works the first time, but then you do it, and it's like, this isn't working at all. But I got it working. A lot of work. There's a lot of like spinning my wheels. But it's there, and I kind of figure out how I can allow other domains to join in the server chat, but that is a work in progress. The reason I'm using Prosody is because just people that I follow seem to like it. It might not be the best, but then again, we're not a huge community right now, so I have no need to have like a Jabber chat that is like suitable for 200,000 members. Just seems unrealistic. And this was, I was fiddling with it so much yesterday that I just decided to keep messing with it because I already knew it. And moving to a different XMPP based program, or I guess you'd call it a host, maybe. I don't know what you would call these things. It just seemed like it would be much more difficult. I had to start from scratch again. And I didn't want to do that, so I didn't. But the documentation here on this Prosody website, I mean, it's okay. It was not the easiest thing to follow, I'll be honest. There wasn't like a... Not like you go to DigitalOcean, it's like, here's how you do a thing, and it's just like, it just walks you through it. Just hold my hand the whole way through. This doesn't do that. Which might be the reason why it took longer than I expected to get it working, because usually, you know, a lot of times you expect things to just be straightforward, and it doesn't work, so you have to go and troubleshoot. I think the issue that I came across, what was causing me the issues was the TSL certificates. We're having problems, and you run a prosody CTL space check, and it will like check for you and see like what's wrong and show you like, hey, this is not working. And it was the SSL TSL certificates that were giving me the problems. And so I just kind of like dumped everything for hackerculture.us onto the DigitalOcean VPS and see how it works. By the way, if you want to support the show at no cost to you, I do have an affiliate link for DigitalOcean. You can just go to go.jrswab.com/ocean and sign up for it. I think you need to sign up for a new account for that. But sign up for a new account, you'll get $10 worth of DigitalOcean stuff. So you could run their cheapest server for 2 months for free, and it'll support the show, and it'll be able to pay for the website and the XMPP chat and XMPP usernames and all that stuff. I think for at least 2 months, right? So like, I think you get $10, I get 10 or something like that. We both get compensated for that. So I'd be very appreciative even if you don't want to chat, if you want to go and set up DigitalOcean, because, you know, this is the Hacker Culture podcast. So we really, we like spinning things up. We like messing with things and breaking things. And DigitalOcean makes it pretty easy to set up and destroy your VPS. And so I really recommend them. They have a lot of great tutorials. Like I said, they walk you through pretty much everything. And it looks nice. The interface is nice, easy to use. So again, is go.jrswab.com/ocean. Also, or known as go.jrswab.com/ocean, and you'll get $10 for free that you can use on a server. Their cheapest one is $5 a month, and it gives you a gigabyte of RAM, 25 gigabytes of storage on pretty much, and I think almost anywhere. They have hosts in the United States, they have hosts in like Amsterdam, they have hosts in, I think, Australia and France, Germany. So you can find one close to you so that latency is not terrible. Because you do find that when you live in the United States and your server is in Australia, typing is a pain. Keep that in mind. So yeah, that's pretty much all I wanted to say. I just wanted to say, like, hey, we had this server running. So come on over to, like I said, the actual server should be hc-general. At conference.hackerculture.us. If you need an account, you can make one. So if you use XMP, you know how to do that. And if you don't use XMP, it is easy. Download Pigeon, click on Manage Accounts, click Add Account, and then you click the drop-down list, find XMPP, type in a username, type in hackerculture.us under the domain, and then you would need to type in a password. Click Remember Password, and then at the very bottom of this pop-up, it has Create This New Account on the Server. Actually, I think I might not need to do that. No password. So do like domain name, and then hackerculture.us, and then just check the box at the bottom that says this is a new account on the server. Click Add, and it'll prompt you to make a password. It'll give you like password, and then it'll ask you to confirm your password, and that is the easiest way to make an account, and then that for sure will work in the chat. So if you know how to get other domains chatting in our servers, let me know and I will do it. Otherwise, I'll keep reading up on things while I am in between or taking breaks from my big project I started with IPFS. Yeah, that's everything. That's just an update and a quick little information about XMPP that I'm trying to get into. And you know, if it doesn't work out that well for us, we can move anywhere. I just kind of think because we can self-host XMPP, I prefer it over something like Discord. Even though this Discord is super popular, I think it's better for us. You know, we're hackers. We want to make things ourselves. We want to spin up our own servers and run our own devices and all that stuff and do the dirty work. So Did the dirty work, and now we don't have to rely on Discord or even at the mercy of Discord. All of our information is on our server, the hackerculture.us server, and so we don't have to worry about our data being harvested for whatever reason. So yeah, that's all I have to say for today. Thank you for listening. I appreciate your time, and next time I will have a more coherent topic to talk about. But I was just really excited about this server. I wanted to get it out there, so. Until next time, everybody, keep hacking, keep staying nerdy, keep learning, and I'll see you next time.